I'd like to welcome over the phone Dr. Bill Bird. He is Vice President and Chief Medical Officer with CGH Medical Center. Good morning, Doctor.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I haven't seen you for so long. I was hoping we could do this in studio, but we're maintaining recommendations and got a little social distancing going on.
Yeah, probably about a mile and a half, so I think we're doing okay.
Yeah, we'll get through this. Now, yesterday I had a brief visit with Kristen Romsberg. Of course, she is a coordinator for the Ways to Wellness program, and you've got a few more details for us as well.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of reiterate what Christine had mentioned yesterday. It's, you know, as we go on further with this COVID situation and the social isolation that's taking place, we're well aware that there are mental health issues that come into play. And so just we wanted to get the word out. Christine, I'm glad she had a chance to chat with you yesterday. We just want to get the word out about this Ways to Wellness program that's available for the community. So Tom, basically what Ways to Wellness is, it's a partnership between Cincinnati's and our hospital, particularly our health foundation. So Christine is the coordinator, and she is available for patients as well as staff to offer free phone counseling for those who are in need of behavioral or emotional health conversations and stuff like that. So we just want to get the word out. Ways to Wellness isn't a new program. It's been around now for several years, and it works with people of all ages. It's unique too, Tom, in that it's not just counseling, although it does involve counseling. But Christine does a lot of work with, like screening folks for mental health and substance abuse. If they are having issues obtaining insurance coverage, which causes stress, helping to find a medical provider, basic needs like housing, nutritional assistance, employment, connection with support groups, and of course the counseling services. Okay, I've talked enough, Tom. What other questions do you have for me?
No, you had me listening with great intent, as is everybody else right now. We're on the phone with Dr. Bill Bird from CGH Medical Center. Of course, he is the Vice President and Chief Medical Officer. We're discussing Ways to Wellness program at CGH. Nothing new. We're just finding out more about it. Now, who can benefit from this program, Doctor?
Yeah, I would say probably anybody that has any of those things I mentioned above. So if you're feeling like, of course, a lot of folks are feeling like lonely or isolated, just to have an opportunity to, like with someone like Christine, to have a conversation with her is much encouraged to do. If you have issues related to insurance because perhaps you've been furloughed from your job or something along those lines, Christine can be a resource in that regard as well. So it just kind of runs the gamut. I mean, the whole idea of this program, this has been going on obviously even before this COVID situation, and it started and it continues to be for our patients who have oftentimes both physical and mental health needs, and Christine kind of helps to connect those folks with the services that will get them the help that they need.
Probably the best thing is that this is a free phone counseling session, and you leave a message, and then you have an option. It's either with the phone or the wonderful technology of a teletherapy session as well.
Yep, but I'm pretty sure that Christine also can set folks up, you know, through Cincinnati with counseling services there if they need more ongoing help. You know, I'm just going to beat you to the punch here, Tom, and you're going to ask me, how do I get a hold of Christine? Because what Bill's telling me sounds like something I really need. And if that's you, which I'm hoping that some of your listeners are going to take us up on this offer, here's a couple numbers. So one of them is 815-625-0400, extension 1916. And another opportunity is 815 440-3574. And we'll have this up on our website and on our Facebook and those type of places, too, if patients need to access the information, how to get a hold of Christine. But just wanted to make sure that folks know how to reach her, too.
Well, Doctor, you mentioned earlier that CGH Waste Wellness Program, now that's funded by the CGH Health Foundation. How does someone find out more about them?
Yeah, the Health Foundation has their own webpage. It's the CGHMC.com/foundation, or just, I would guess nowadays if you just Google CGH Health Foundation, something will pop up for you. But yeah, you can learn more about the Health Foundation, and they do a lot of great stuff for the community, and this is just one of those things that they're able to support in the community to help folks with their emotional health and mental health.
Now, I think if Nicole told me right, you have a program every Thursday that's on Facebook Live, and Christine's going to be joining you for that this afternoon on Facebook.
Yep, she is. Now, we're going to try to do it I think we're going to try to do something where I'm on the camera, and we'll have Christine kind of like you and I are doing here via a kind of a phone situation. But, yes, we'll have her. And I'm just going to ask her some questions and then give the folks who are listening an opportunity to ask questions that they might have about, you know, around how to get a hold of her, what services she might offer, what suggestions that she has for mental health during this time. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, Tom.
And that'll be on the CGH Facebook this afternoon at 1:30, it looks like. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And then I got a news release. I'm glad I got it, too. There's another thing. There's some new masking guidelines for patients that head into CGH or for other any reason.
Right. So CDC has recommended this, and we just tag along what the CDC says. And so what we're requiring is that patients who have an appointment anywhere at CGH, anywhere that they're going to access the hospital, whether that be the main hospital or any of our clinics, we're requiring that they bring and wear a protective mask until further. So just trying to make sure that everyone is, patients as well as staff, are protected during this time. And so that's our request. I will tell you, Tom, that if someone just doesn't have access to a mask, we will provide one for that patient when they show up to our clinics or hospital. I also would just throw out there that if we have any folks in the community who are willing, either have made or are willing to make some masks that we can hand out to patients if they don't have one when they show up for their appointments, we would really appreciate that. So I just wanted to give, let's see here, where so the place that you can call for that is 815-632-5324, or you can email donate materials, that's all one word, donate materials at cghmc.com. So that'd be, yeah, I'm glad. Thanks for asking that, Tom, because I definitely want to get the word out both on what our expectations are for patients and also an opportunity for those in the community to help us out by making some masks for those folks who don't have them.
And then also on the CGH website, there are directions on how to do-it-yourself mask, including a couple that are no-so options. And so if somebody's out there, you know, finding new creativity, they can pop onto there and get some direction.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, so that's another option for folks, is to make your own and before you come in. So, yeah, you want, one way or another, we want to make sure until further notice that our patients are masked and that our staff are masked, so we limit the risk for everyone who's showing up here at the hospital.
Well, Doctor, we certainly appreciate your time and glad everything is going well. And you're taking care of yourself and staff around you as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's always good talking with you, Tom. We go back a ways.
Yes. So, yes. And hopefully come the fall, we'll be talking about a certain particular football team going to a Super Bowl as well.
Hey, I'm all for that, Tom. That'd be great, yeah.
I didn't mention the one, but you and I know which one it is.
We do, yes.
If you or someone you know would like to contact the CGH Ways to Wellness program, you can contact Christine Romsberg, Centersippi's mental health profession, and CGH Ways to Wellness coordinator at 815-625-0400, extension 1916, or 815-440-3574. Or you can email Christine at christine.romsberg@cghmc.com. And again, the mask information can be found on the CGH Facebook page or the CGH website, cghmc.com. And hopefully everybody jumps on Facebook at 1:30 this afternoon and get a view and listen to Dr. Bird and Christine.
Great. Good talking with you, Tom. Stay well.
Absolutely. You as well, sir. Thank you so much, and have a fantastic day.